You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 to 10. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. You will notice that every single time Jesus was tempted, he responded with the word of God. But this particular temptation, before Jesus would respond with the word of God, he did something first. He said, get behind me, Satan. Get out from the front of me. Why was this necessary? Why didn't Jesus simply quote the word of God as he has done with the previous temptation? You must understand that the created can never be worshipped by the creator. Satan is a created being. Satan is not an eternal being. When we talk of eternal, we are simply not talking about living forever. We are talking of not having past. There was a day I was conceived. There was a day I was born. And there was a day I became born again. And by virtue of being born again, I will live forever. However, I had beginning. In the 60s, I was nowhere in this world. I was not in existence. But in the 70s, I came into existence. That is to tell you that I'm not eternal. It is until I now came into Jesus that I became eternal. So, I am a created being. The devil is a created being. Jesus is not a created being. Jesus had no beginning. There was a time in eternity where there was no Lucifer. There was no time in eternity where the Son of Man was not. So Jesus had to deal with that first, because though Satan had authority to tempt him, he does not have authority as a created being to stand in front of an eternal being and demand for worship. He could deceive, he could show all he wants to show, but he cannot stand to take worship from his creator. Just imagine that you created something. You are now worshiping that thing. How can the creator, the created rather, simply take control and take power over his creator? It must never be. So Jesus had to address that first and say, Satan, you don't have authority to ask for this. Get behind me. Now, this is what the word of God says. Only God must be worshipped. What is the implication for us? You see, what you are doing, when you worship anything, anyone, apart from God, is that you are committing a great abomination by worshipping a created being or a created thing instead of the creator. It could be something like money. It could even be another human being. Or it could even be an image that is somewhere. Maybe somewhere in your house, in a shrine, or somewhere. Be careful, brethren. No created being has a right to demand worship. It is abomination that a created being is demanding worship. Don't worship money. Money is a created being. There was a time money was not in existence anywhere on the face of the earth, neither the concept of money, until man created money. Go and watch your CBN, your central bank. They print money. Imagine that is what you want to die for. That is what will make you to take the life of another man. Simply paper that somebody printed figure, an image of a human being on. Some people will carry gun to kill other human beings just because of that. Why? Because they worship it. So you must tell everything that is standing in front of you, demanding your worship, to get behind you. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.